USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to North Korea for the third time this year for nuclear talks with officials in Pyongyang. There have been some reports that North Korea has been hesitant to get rid of all of their nuclear weapons. If getting rid of nuclear weapons does turn into a high-stakes game of poker, Don Brammer, former Special Ops Intelligence Officer, ultimately says who would come out on the losing side of this.
The world stands loose if we can't come to an agreement here. You know, and I'll go back to this is a process, and we tend to think that in today's world that things happen immediately and overnight, and probably because of social media and things like that. But this is a process that will take years to accomplish.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and from North Korea to hot dogs, Joey Jaws Chestnut is your Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion once again. Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs in the contest today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Forecasters are keeping a close eye on a weather system off the nation's east coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Stormy weather.
The storm is brewing in the Atlantic, and forecasters say it currently has a fairly decent chance of developing into a stronger system. Now located a few hundred miles southeast of Bermuda, the National Hurricane Center says later this week there's a 50% chance it could get more powerful, but it's unclear whether it would pose any threat to land. So far this hurricane season, there's only been one named Atlantic storm, and that was subtropical storm Alberto. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maryland is one of four states considering legislation that would ban tackle football in public schools and parks for children and restrict contact in other sports for young athletes. The bill would eliminate children under the age of 14 from playing tackle football, body checking in lacrosse and hockey, and headers in soccer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump has received support from one of golf's greats. During an appearance on Fox and Friends, Greg Norman praised President Trump for doing a great job and also shared the reaction he gets worldwide when traveling.
Look, all I can tell you, when I travel the world, like to Vietnam and the Middle East and to Australia and even to Central America and places like that, people say, welcome back, America. So we're seeing a big difference that I see from a global economic upturn.
Because of Trump?
Because I would say so, because he's removed so many legislative
red tape
shackles that were put on this country, and now we're starting to see money flow again back into this country.
Amazon's annual Prime Day will kick off on Monday, July 16th, and it will go 36 hours. That's up 6 hours from last year. Now, to keep up with the increased demand of Amazon, they're employing more and more people to deliver packages, such as more UPS, more FedEx, and even their own Amazon delivery service. Lee Gallagher is an editor with Forbes, and she talks about just the amazing position that Amazon is in.
Amazon has surging demand. It has not stopped in this race to give us faster, better, cheaper at our doorstep. It's really taking the supermarket and the mall and bringing it to us, if you think about it. That is enormously complicated, and it's really maxed out Amazon's ability to use partners like, you know, the USPS, DHL, UPS, FedEx. It's using them all to the max.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.